Welcome, everybody. Share number 1294, and the writing is share number 446, 446. Okay, so we're in the middle of talking about various different items, eat in the middle of a meal, if one has to wash, if one does not have to wash, how to work it, what, when, and where. So the question in reference to if one eats a donut. I want to eat a donut, right, for dessert. That's going to be my dessert, a donut, during the course of a meal, or not for dessert, but I'm eating a donut. Does one have to make an extra bracha on a regular donut? So the halacha is like this. If one eats a donut during the course of a meal and they're eating it for satiation, right? The donut's sort of not really part of my meal, but I'm still somewhat hungry. And now I eat the donut and it's going to fill me up. So then one for sure would not make a bracha. So if one eats a donut during the course of a meal and they're eating it for satiation, fulfillment, or not they're eating it for that, but they're still getting fulfilled, they're getting satiated, it's going to fill me up. So then one would definitely not make an extra bracha on that donut. If one eats the donut as a dessert, right? There's a doubt regarding the bracha. So again, if you're getting filled up, so you don't make a bracha. But if you're eating the donut for dessert, then I'm full. I'm just eating it as a regular dessert, like you eat a dessert. I'm full, but it's this is my sweet tooth, if you want to call it, right? For the sweetness of the dessert, but I'm already full. So then preferably one should recite a bracha mezonos on something else that would be needed. For example, like a wafer. We spoke about in the past, a wafer falls into the three categories. You have the three categories. The item that you're eating in order to have to make a bracha pretty much would need three categories. Number one, it has to be a filling inside, some sort of a filling inside, like a chocolate, a wafer. Let's say I have chocolate inside the wafer. And the dough itself has to be sweet, which is made out of, you know, flour and honey, flour and sugar, these type of things. It has to be a sweet dough, you know, as opposed to like a challah dough. But it's a very sweet dough with sugar and honey or sugar or honey, so and a filling inside, and also the dough itself has to be a brittle type of a dough, flaky, brittle type of a dough, like a wafer would be a perfect situation. So when you have those three situations, in general, we make a bracha. So preferably one should recite a bracha on, if in fact they have to make a bracha on the donut and they're not hungry, it's purely a dessert, it's definitely a question. One should make a bracha on a wafer or a bisali. These bisalis we spoke about in the past, those twirly things that are made out of flour. It's a real snack type food, also with mezonos. Now, just one quick thing, excuse me, I did see that sometimes they're made out of corn flour. If the bisali is made out of corn flour, it's these like noodle type things that are twirly snacks. Usually they're made out of grain flour, so in which case it's mezonos. If it's made out of corn flour, you have to be careful, that would be a shahakal. So you have to know how it's made. But the regular ones, as far as I understand, are made out of regular flour, wheat flour, so that's mezonos. But if one knows specifically it's made out of corn flour, you have to make a shahakal. If you're eating it outside of a meal, you make a shahakal and a bar nefashos. If you're eating it outside of a meal and it's made out of corn flour, and you didn't wash, whatever, so you make a shahakal and then a bar nefashos if you ate the right amount in the right amount of time. And if it's made out of wheat flour, so then if it's regular ones that are made out of wheat, where you make a mezonos, then you would make a al hamichya if you ate the right amount in the right amount of time. But that's outside of a meal. Inside of a meal, you would only make a mezonos or a shahakal if it's made out of corn flour. Okay, so you make a bracha on that, let's say, for example, right, on a wafer or a bisali, and then you have in mind the donut. So the best option would be to wait. The best option, better than anything else, is to wait to eat the donut until after one finishes the meal and then recites. You recite Birchas Hamazon, you bench, right, and then eat the donut. Gesunt heit. You eat the donut. You make a mezonos if you ate the right amount in the right amount of time, right? Bechdei Achilas Pras, which is roughly under 4 minutes. At some point, then you would make a al hamichya separately. And it's not a bracha shenitzrich. It's not a bracha. That's not needed because of the fact simply that you want to get yourself out of the questionable situation. So the best scenario again is one should wait. Again, the best option would be to wait until you eat the donut until after benching. In that scenario, one must make a bracha, obviously, before eating the donut and after eating the donut if you ate the right amount, like you spoke about, in the right amount of time. It assumes, and assuming that they ate the right amount, like, and we said that would not be a bracha she'ein etzricha, just to get yourself out of the questionable situation. If one of these options are not possible, right, I'm eating the donut, fine, I'm eating it, and I did not bench yet, whatever the case is, I can't bench right now. We're not going to get into reasons why, but I can't bench right now. I have to eat the donut now, and I'm full. In other words, if I'm not full, right, I'm still somewhat, I'm getting satiation and fulfillment from it, so then there's no bracha on the donut. But now I'm full, and I'm just eating it strictly the donut as a dessert. Right. Even in that case, and you can't wait till after benching, and I don't have a wafer, I don't have a bisli to make a mezonos on something else. So if one of these options are not possible, a bracha should not be recited because it is a questionable situation. Sofik brachas lahakol. Thank you for listening. Aslacham bracha kol tuv.